So we're going to do the Rambam on Keren Zavis. Right? That's the thing. So Keren Zavis, basically, the Gemara has a case that you don't go to Galus if you kill someone around the corner, or in a corner, around the corner, or something like that. So the simple way to learn is, like, around the corner. And since it's around the corner, so maybe he should have been more careful, you should have been more careful. There are different ways of learning, right? I think the Ritva learned one way, and someone else learned, the other Rina Chanan learned a different way. Okay, but whatever, let's put them aside. The Rambam, that's all. The Rambam, it seemed, we were possibly learning a whole different way. So let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, and I'm not really sure about the Rambam, that I had to read the Rambam, but if this is the way Rabbi Shimon wanted to read the Rambam, if he's right, then it's interesting. So the case is, where is it? It's Vav Yud. Yeah. So it says like this. It's in Ezekiel.
Yeah.
Okay, and the last one in Ezekiel. So last one in Ezekiel is Receptionist Nefesh, I think. Yeah. So it says, Hasone She Harag Bishkaga Eino Nikla. So if someone who hates somebody else, if you kill your enemy, Bishogig, you don't go to God. You don't go to Armikla. It doesn't work for you. Shenamar v'hu lo oyev lo. This is about success. You don't hate him. You're not his enemy. Cheskaso v'avyod. Cheskaso shehu karav l'mezer. Why? Because it's a chazaka that if you kill him, if you kill your enemy, then it's karav l'mezer. So it's a chazaka that you're karav l'mezer. Come on, was it really an accident? You happened to accidentally kill your enemy? Right? So it's chazaka. Doesn't mean you were mazed. It's interesting. It doesn't say you were mazed, because you don't say a chazaka that your guy is going to be mazed and go be a murderer. Right? It's true, you may hate the guy, but you're going to murder him? And that's already takes a certain type of person. But, you know, you're a little extra negligent, right? Because Carl the Mazed, if you're too negligent, if you're really, like, flagrant, or more than just an ordinary, more than ordinary negligence, that you don't get galus for that. You don't deserve a kapara for that. Kapara is where it's like a middle ground. Not too accidental, nor too negligent. It's like an in-between. Shogig. Okay, so it's saying it's a chazaka when you're a sone that you're kovamez. Okay. Fine. So then it says, ve'ezu sone, what does it mean you hate? How do you define halachically? What do you mean you hate him? And how do you define that, right? People throw around that term. Some people throw around more, some throw around less. What's how do you halachically define that? So zesh lo diber imo shlosh yamim ne'ayva. So it means if you didn't speak to him for 3 days because of animosity. Okay. So if you kill by accident someone who you hate, who you haven't spoken to for 3 days because of animosity, so then that's defined as a hate, as someone you hate, and you assume that it's Karav Mezer. You're not chayav, you don't go to Galus, doesn't help you. Okay? Fine. And here's where it gets, this is our part. V'chein, and also, and this is the question is if this V'chein is related to this or not. V'chein, im nichnas lekeren zavis. If you enter a corner, Vehemisa sham, Vishkaga, and you kill there, you kill him there, Vishagaga. Okay, oh, Shadachva Begufo, or if you push him with your body, that's gonna be the next case, you like, your body knocks him down, get that close to him that you like to push him. Oh, Shinaskavin is Rukhstein Vizarakaraba, or you intend to throw a rock or a knife, 2 amos, and it turns out it ends up going 4 amos and hits him and kills him. Oh, shall the shemutar larug, or you think that you're allowed to kill. Oh, shenisgavin larug gezev argezev, or you intend to kill one person and you end up killing a different person. Rafilu nisgavin larug goyo behema, but it's Yisrael, even if you intended to kill a goyo or an animal, and it turns out he killed a Jew. Hare kol elu krov lamezev, veina niklata. They're all Karav L'mezer, and there's no Galus. Galus doesn't protect the guy. Okay? So there's a list. They're certainly not all the same. They're all just Karav Lemezid, right? So you could just say Karav Lemezid, the way the Rechanana learned, he says when you go around the corner, so you have to be super careful. Because you know, this is the way we learned at least, is that you know that the other guy can't see you coming, and you can't see him coming. So that creates an added chiv of care on your part. See, normally when you're walking, you know that the other guy could be aware. He'll be able to respond and to react to your danger. But you pop out around the corner, you know that you're blind. The other guy, he's not going to be able to see you. So if he's there, you're not seeing him, he's not seeing you. So that's a special super added zeros. And if you go around the corner recklessly without popping your head out, that's kind of amazing. Right? That's not just an ordinary shogeg. That's like there's an added responsibility on your part when you go around the corner. Right? Which makes sense. You can't just pop out, you know. Fine. But that, the question is the Rambam learning that way? There's an idea of like the way they learn the Karen Zavis means you're going around the corner. But I don't really know the grammar that well, but it doesn't sound like the Rambam saying that. Im nichnas li Karen Zavis. If you go into a corner. It's not really the rain of that case is not really going into a corner. Right? Oh yeah, sure. Right? You wouldn't say you're going into a corner, you're going into anywhere. You're going around the corner. Right? Let me see how the Rambam says it. Yeah, it's not really Le Karen Zavis. He just says Le Karen Zavis. Let me see. Rashi. So. So I don't know. It just doesn't sound to me. The nichnas le karen zavis. You go into a corner. Sounds to me, or this is where Rav Shmuel claims. I'm just talking for him here. But I hear him. Sounds that it's saying you go into a corner. You know, some little alleyway, some corner, and you kill a guy. Right. The Mitzvah Shah Mishkaga. It's like you go. What are you doing in an alleyway? You go into a corner and you accidentally kill a guy. It's almost similar to the case of Zone. If you accidentally kill your enemy, we say, yeah, sure, that wasn't an accident. That was really amazing. If you're walking in the street and you bump into a guy, fine. But if you go into a corner, some alley, and then you kill a guy by accident, come on. What do you think that was? That wasn't an accident. That's kind of amazing. You get a feeling, it implies that there was some sort of negligence, or not negligence, intent there. What are you going into the corner with? Four. Right? Right. Kill guy by accident in some dark alleyway. It just it's not that believable. Not necessarily did it amaze it, but, you know. So what do you think? How would you define, let's just take it like this. Maybe that's the way to learn Rama, maybe not. It's not clear. You can't deduce anything from the Bechain. See, because there's a whole list. But how would you, let's assume that. Could we just throw out, without really doing the sugya now, but a basic definition for the halacha of Sone? And then we'll see if this follows from that or whatever. But how do we understand the halacha of Sone? Okay. Sane kills the shogeg. You say no, it's Karav Lemezid. It's funny because it's a contradiction. Sane sheharag b'shkaga eino nikla chazkasa Karav Lemezid. Isn't that a contradiction? Is it Shkaga or is it Karav Lemezid? Which one is it? Right? So we're saying two ways to learn Sane. We're not really sure. But what's Pshat in Sane? Is it Pshat? Look, normally you're chayav to be zahir, you're chayav to be careful. Now, when you're an enemy, so you have a hatred towards the guy, you have an animosity towards the guy, and you want him dead, on some level. And therefore, we say, as a person has to realize that it's a good chance that animosity could express itself in terms of you being negligent terms of you slipping and killing him. You have to realize that tendency. And therefore, when you're around your enemy, you have to be more careful. Mechayev you in a special zeiros. And if you kill under those circumstances, then you're like ignoring the special zeiros, which is mechayev. Just like going around the corner is mechayev you, like in the way the Reina Chananel is learning. Going around certain such things are mechayev you to be extra specially careful. You're shooting a gun, you have to be extra specially careful. If you're not, then you're it's garbage mezit. So here, it's like the mechayev to be extra special careful. So that's like not being extra special careful where the situation demands it is the shkar l'mezit. So here, the situation demands it because of you should be aware of your tendencies, your psychological tendencies to killing him. So therefore, mechayev, shkar l'mezit, that's one way to learn. But then you're like assuming, expecting a guy to have a psychological insight into his unconscious kind of. The other way to learn is that since he hates him, it's a chazaka that he really was flagrant. That he did something subtly that was silly, that was really like a flagrant move. He's being reckless. We don't know what, we didn't see it exactly, but he let go for a second. He did a stupid thing. He let go and he thought he'd catch it, you know, or some stupid thing like that, you know. It's a chazaka that he played some game, he really did something wrong. He actually did an action. He did an action of Shia. As opposed to the other way, it's not that he did anything different, it's just that he wasn't as careful as he should have been because he's chayv to be super careful when he's his enemy. What I'm saying is, right, there's two different ways of learning Sonai. Is it, again, because he has a greater chiyuv shmira, that's why he's karav olamas? Or that's why he's karav mezid? Or no, not because of greater chiyuv shmira, just because we actually assume that he did Shia, he did something wrong. Right? Yeah. Hey, let's say, fine, so the two ways, right? And so now let's say he means, in the case of a Karen Zavis. Right? Would that fit into either of those ways? That you go into the corner and you end up killing him. So is that a follow-up or a parallel to either one of the ways learning, or both, or neither? No good math. I think that if you learn that the Sunday is because you have to be aware of your unconscious and your psyche and your desire to kill your enemy, and therefore you have to be specially so here, it doesn't seem to carry over to a corner. You go into a corner and you have to be careful that you're going to kill somebody. I mean, why should that be? Hey, you get away with it, now all of a sudden your killer instincts are going to come out. Doesn't seem reasonable. But if you say that the idea of sone is that we infer from the status of the gavra of a sone that he was doing something flagrant, right? There's a chazaka that he was doing something flagrant. Then you could say that we could infer from the gavra because he's a sone, or you could infer from like the circumstances in which the ma'aser sich took place. The fact that they happened to both enter a corner, that he entered a corner after the guy indicate and then kills him, the circumstance indicates that there was something funny that he did. It's like we're imputing, it's like two different ways of inferring that he did something funny, and that he was negligent. One way is based upon what you know about the gavra, based upon not talking to him, and the other way is based upon the circumstance in which the ma'aser tzich took place. Right, but there are two things which tip you off to the fact that there was a lack of that the guy was really being flagrant. Right? And you'd say it's v'chein. You go into the Karen Zavis, it's reasonable to assume that there was like something funny here. What are you doing? You're going to the other corner for? Right? It's already like a funny situation. And there's an implied karav mezid there. There's an implied that is interesting. I mean, by Sony though, you could say he says chaskaso true karav mezid. Here he just says, he doesn't say chaskaso, but he does say shari kalei lo karav mezid. It's not clear. It's possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go further. Okay, I don't want to spend too much time because it's not clear that this is Pshat and Rambam altogether. Okay, so let's say the next case. The next case in the Gemara is like this. Below Eva, Pravasone. Okay, so this pasuk says below Eva, you don't hate him, and excludes the case of a Sone. The hater, so we just define that. I mean, there's a sugya about it later, so I'm not going to get into it that much, but I mean, that's what we just talk out. It doesn't say that much, right? Okay, next is like this. Hadafo Shadacho Begufo. Okay, so this is interesting. This is interesting. Let's get this pasuk. Shadacho Begufo. You want to grab a... Maybe you can just grab a chumash, please. Pasuk. Pasuk is like this. It's talking about ways that you kill Nechayv Galus, right? So it says, in Befasa, okay, suddenness, below Eva, without any hatred, Hadafo, he pushed him. Okay, Uncle says, Dachahi, he pushed him. Oh, Hishlech Olav Kol Kli, below Tzdiya, or you threw some Kli on him without any planning. Right? Oh, B'chalav and Asher Yamuspa, below Rose. Or a stone that if you kill him without seeing him, Ayapel love, he threw it on Vayamos and he killed him. But who loyal, right? You don't hate him. Velom Vakish Raso, and you didn't want to kill him. So then, basically, you go to Galus. Okay, so it says in Befesa below Eva Hadafo, you pushed him. Okay, Hadafo, you pushed him. The Choy.
What?
When you do go to Galus, exactly. Okay, so what does this mean? So the Gemara says, similar for Adafo, Prat, it says here, it's a very short Gemara, it says, Adafo, Shedachafo Begufo. Okay? Shedachafo Begufo. That you push him with your body. So it would sound like it means that you go to Galus. Shedachafo Begufo, Rashi. Shedachafo Begufo, below Miskavin. Unintentionally. Right? So in which case it sounds like it's saying you do go to Galus. That's the thing. Right? So you go to Galus, you push him unintentionally. Right? You go to Galus. Okay. Fine. Rambam learns, though, Rambam has his list, and his list of guys are Karvel Mezid, so one of his guys was Shadachavu Begufo. Right? That you push him with your body. Right? V'chein nechlas kerem zavis misa mishkaga. Oh, Shadachavu Begufo. Push him with your body. Right? So that's Karvel Mezid. You push him with your body. So, the Gemara doesn't sound that way, though, because the Gemara sounds like it says Shadachavu Adafo. Shadachal Gufa. Right? So what is so the Mekesh of Mishnah says like this. He says, Yesh Litmoa al Mashikosav Rabbeinu Shim Dachva Begufo in Ogola. This is a tema on the Rambam. It's a question, an astoundment, wonderment on the Rambam that he says, push with your body, you don't go to Gola. So Mashma Vibraisa Shikhsafti the Gola. This stands on the Braisa that you do go to Gola. V'efshalom shrabbeinu mefarish deprat deketani bereisha koinam yasefa, because it says prat lekaren zavis, right? It says in befesa excludes karen zavis, adafo excludes pushing him, right? Pushing with your body, shachva begufo, he has to like impute. As again, it says in befesa means excluding the corner. Hadafo means that you push him with the body. That's what the Gemara says. So he's going to have to say it's means not that you push him with your body. He's going to have to impute a missing not. Befesa means to exclude corner. And Hadafo would means to exclude pushing him with your body. So they're both going on an exclusion. Vavi ki'ilu omar Hadafo pra'ladafo begufo kolomar dadafo mashma. Right, and how is the limud? What is the limud then? Because it sounds like hadafo means you push him in the pasuk. It's not just the matter of the Gemara, it's the pasuk. So you push him, and that's the case of Galus. There's hadafo mashash hadafo miskavin. Because it implies, hadafo implies you push him intentionally. Prat ledachofo begufo shalob miskavin. Excluding the case of you push him with your body, unintentionally. It's strange, right?
It's worse if you're intentional.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Sounds like as you push him with your body as opposed to push him with your hands. Like, what does it even mean, Shdachal v'gufo? Push him with your body as opposed to maybe with a kli? Simum Shan Ram, Dachal v'gufo means as opposed to throwing something at him or dropping something on him or whatever, Dachal v'gufo, you push him with your body, then that's Skarv Mezen. But I guess the question is, are your hands your body? I don't know if that would be... Does it mean your body as opposed to your hands? Or does it mean your body as opposed to throwing something at him? That's not clear. I mean, it's a funny way to say. Just say dachfa. If he means pushing with your hands, just say dachfa. Right? Maybe he means with your hands, that would be. That would be kachogig. It's not clear. Both the Rashi and the Rambam are not clear. Like, what are they learning is the case? What's it excluding? What's the hab? I mean, what's the maskana? Right? There's nothing very clear here. It's very, the Gemara is very cryptic. Dachbo shu dachbo v'gufa. Okay. What do we have to dachbo v'gufa? She says blom is gavin. Okay. Like, what's the havin haskana according to Rashi? What's the havin haskana according to the Rama? Right? Yeah.
Anyone else thought about it?
Rashi, the Ritva explains a little bit. Ready? It's like this. Pirish below miskaving. That intent. That's Rashi said, right? We have filu hachi amarachman and daishogiku. And still, even though you pushed him with your body unintentionally, that's shogik. Below anus, below mesed. It's not considered anus, and it's not considered mesed. So what's that mean? Both. It's funny. Uperusha da dafa shmin tana. Oh, and the Tana's purpose is just to teach me what Hadafo means. It means that you push him with your body. That's the purpose. It's weird. Yeah, Hadif Rishas below Miskavain, and the fact that Rashi says below Miskavain, Lav Mi Lishna Hadafo. It's not the word Hadafo means below Miskavain. Like, how does Rashi know below Miskavain? Deha Ksiv Ayagesh Kechazil Hadafo. Because he approached to push her away, and that was with intent. So don't think the word adafo means an unintentional pushing. Any pushing with your body is considered is called hadifa. The reason why it's so miskavin is because the earlier part of the pasuk, mefesa below eva adafo, you push him without eva. So you see, apparently, if you push him with eva intentionally, that wouldn't be it. That's pashuk. Right over there, the pasuk is clearly an intentional pushing. But here, the pasuk is an unintentional pushing. So blom miskavin, he's just saying it's from the pasuk. He sees blom miskavin, right? Because it says bloiva adafa. So then, what's Rashi doing? It's funny what Rashi's doing altogether. Then. Yeah, I'm not sure if this helps or hurts, but it's certainly interesting. Yeah, okay, the footnote in the Ritva doesn't understand the Mekesef Mishnah either. He just asks the same types of problems. I mean, he does takes it apart, like, step by step. But, I mean, the Kesef Mishnah is hard to understand. So it's Varot Tumon. Sure, he really has Mishnah. It's hard to understand what he's talking about. So you can look there if you want to. But we don't have to be bound to the Kesef Mishnah, though. But, yeah, so why don't we do this? Why don't we think about this overnight? Let's see if we can figure out either Rashi or the Rambam or both. Okay? But it's not clear from the Rambam when he says that Dachos Dachos Gufo if he's talking about intentional pushing or unintentional pushing. It's not clear. It's true. You could say they're not arguing necessarily. They're talking about two different cases. But I guess either way, you have to explain the Hamin Haskana or what the Limud is here according to each of them. Right? They're definitely learning the case differently, but they may not be arguing. Well, possible.